With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. This week, New Mexicans remembered soldiers of the Bataan Death March on the island nation of the Philippines that began in 1942. 1,800 soldiers from New Mexico were forced to walk 66 miles and then labored at prison camps for 3.5 years when World War II ended in Japanese surrender. Also this week, New Mexico's congressional delegation introduced legislation that will give the Congressional Gold Medal to those soldiers who fought. Judy Griego, Secretary of New Mexico's Veteran Affairs Department, read a proclamation from Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham at Tuesday's remembrance. She praised the members of the 200th and 515th Regiments who had been conducting a peacetime training exercise in the Philippines when they were activated and fought Japan for several months.
Whereas despite being outnumbered, outgunned, the men of the 200th and 515th put up a gallant defense before being ordered by the U.S. command to surrender. This order, however, was given over the objections of the soldiers themselves, who preferred to fight to the end rather than quit.
About 900 veterans survived the death march and subsequent prison camp atrocities, many of them getting married and starting families after the war. Bill Overmeyer met his future wife, Anne, through a matchmaking friend. She tells the story.
Well, I didn't know him when he was in prison camp. I was still in high school in Lovington. So I had to get out of high school to come to Albuquerque to meet him on a blind date. But next week, we will have been married 71 years. So that tells you something right there.
Anne Overmeyer is 89, and her husband Bill is one of New Mexico's last survivors of the infamous Bataan Death March, defying the odds at age 99. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.